Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, more than 60 people have lost their lives in a series of bombings and shootings across Iraq. Coordinated bombings hit different areas across Baghdad province, killing at least 42 and wounding 80 others. The explosives targeted busy streets and markets in mainly Shia-populated districts. In the city of Mosul, northwest of Baghdad, 14 people, among them soldiers, died in a blast, while gunmen killed two off-duty soldiers. Later, a bomb blast killed four people and wounded 11 inside an outdoor market in the town of Tarmiya. A spike in bloodshed has killed more than 5,300 people this year, mostly civilians. Let's switch over to Baghdad, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Bara Afif. Thanks so much for being with us. Fill us in on the latest situation that's taking place today. We've seen that every day, unfortunately, we're getting bad news out of Iraq.
Yes, hello, Marzia. Today, serious bombs rocked the capital, Baghdad, today, Sunday morning, taking the life at least 42 people and wounding 90 others when a nine-car bomb exploded in mainly Shia district, targeting commercial areas and parks in the capital. The first explosion were in a garage near Al Shaab Stadium, taking the lives and wounding five people. The other explosion in Al Baladiyat area targeted gold shop, wounding and killing 11 people. A third explosion in a market in Al Hurriya, north of Baghdad, killing four people and wounding 10 others. Also, two guards have been killed and two others have been injured in Al Buhayrat area. Also, 19 people have been killed and injured in an explosion targeted an area in south of Baghdad. The Iraqi forces took strict measures and also closed the main roads led to these areas. Ahead to the northern province of Al-Mosul, where 35 soldiers were the casualties when a suicide bomber exploded himself when soldiers were gathered to take their salary from Al-Mosul bank. According to the UN, 600 people lost their lives in suicide bombers and explosions only in this month.
Right. Well, Bara, how does this affect the average Iraqi going on the streets? Tell me overall the mental state when every day they're witnessing various bombings in various cities in the country. How has it overall affected the psyche of Iraqis?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sunday is the first day of all the week. They go to their work, they go to the schools. The life is still in Baghdad, so these explosions won't affect all the people's lives. They still go to schools, go to markets, go to their work. They never mind of these explosions because the Iraqi people love life.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of Baghdad, Press TV's correspondent, Bara Afif.